when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hello and welcome to 929, the weekly podcast that serves you some Monday morning inspiration and advice to help you win the week ahead. I'm your host, Ishan Akbar, and 929 is a podcast from Fiverr, the digital freelance marketplace. Please stick around at the end for an offer from Fiverr that might just make your week that bit better. Today, I'm talking to Stuart Forsyth, the founder of Minor Figures.
Minor Figures is a plant-based CPG brand that is focused in the coffee community.
Stuart has led two companies to success, first with the brand Keep Cup and now with Minor Figures, which has just launched in the US and is the fastest growing oat drink brand in the UK. His lesson today is building a community around your business.
As we become more atomized in society, I think community is probably the most important thing that we need to embrace, we need to hang on to, and we need to rebuild and repair.
How will Stuart's passion for community inspire your week? Well, let's get into it. What do you think kind of sets Minor Figures apart from kind of the other coffee and kind of the other oat milk brands? Because there's a proliferation of kind of these non-cow milk brands.
That's what they are. No, there's loads of plant-based milks. In essence, they all replicate and are trying to replicate dairy and mouthfeel, buffering structure, texture, and so on. So they're really focused on trying to get a product which imitates milk exactly. Now, we were such a bunch of misfits, we never even bothered to taste our product when we were building it next to dairy. We were actually tasting it in hundreds, if not thousands, of cups of coffee. And our whole mission was to be more faithful to the coffee itself so that we allow more of the natural characters of the espresso into the cup. It's very nuanced. But ultimately, like all the work in specialty coffees around the sort of growing and the processing, the storage, the shipping, the roasting. And then if you put milk or an alternative milk into that cup, you essentially make the flavors more of the same.
And you personally, you worked in cafes and then you founded Keep Cup before starting Minor Figures. Do you feel like that kind of experience, having been on the other side, is what influences or so many of your decisions at Minor Figures?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think ultimately, you know, I joked about other sort of milk brands coming into the coffee industry and being tourists. And the difference is that we're trying to solve and communicate and meet the cafes with the same energy that the cafes and roasters generally have. And we're trying to solve problems for people on that side of the bar. And ultimately, you think about our business, we kind of consider ourselves a coffee business without being a coffee roaster. It changes the mindset slightly to be thinking about solutions either in quality, in product, in workflow for people on that side of the bar. So that's the single-minded approach that we have had, although the scope of that is really broad.
So you mentioned kind of this single-mindedness, this laser focus on we are coffee people and the milk is just a conduit to make that happen. How do you maintain that laser focus? Like you said, it could be a slightly schizophrenic business. How can you make sure that you stay laser focused in your business?
Our business is a sort of an interesting one in that if you stick close to Minor Figures, even from a brand standpoint, it stands out as very different. And laser focus is probably not something that I would describe Minor Figures to be. We know where we are the strongest and where we have the most wind behind us. So in terms of a communication and sales and just, you know, making the business tick, it seems to be very slippery that we would move into the cafe channel because that's what we know best. In terms of a brand, we're actually the kind of opposite. We're a sort of collection of distractions, which is quite an interesting and unique approach. Even the name Minor Figures, most startup brands, as you know, they're very punk in their approach. You know, Keep Cup was against paper cups, for example, and they made paper cups the enemy, and we defined ourselves as the other alternative to paper cups. And competitive alternative milk brands are kind of, you know, pit themselves up against dairy themselves. So Minor Figures came in with a totally different approach. We kind of are a little bit more like a band than we are like a business. So it's a bit more of a movement where we tried to create something which everybody would like, and we weren't trying to create enemies from the get-go. And it was a bit of a challenge to sort of get that off the ground.
I think our listeners would really appreciate understanding more about this difference, this distinction you made between we're more like a band than a business. Do you mind going into that a bit more? What do you mean by that?
We really focus on community. If you get me on a few wines and I'm feeling a bit punchy, you know, and I'm speaking to coffee people, I would generally tell them, look, there's such a lack of coffee leadership right now in this beautiful and wonderful industry that we all love, that the biggest story in coffee for the last 2 years has been oat milk. That's how bad coffee leadership is right now. So, right. You know, Minor Figures, even in that, it's fine for Minor Figures, that works for us. However, our mission still remains to get coffee back front and center, not only in the cup, but in the conversation. So what are we going to do next? So we see our mission is not just to sell products to consumers, but to connect community globally and to promote a healthier approach to lifestyle, communication, and things like that. So we see it like that. And again, when we talked about us being more like a band, even we joke around in our business, it sounds a bit funny to say out loud, to be honest, on a podcast, but we say we're more sort of funk than punk. So
right. What
we mean by that is all startup businesses, challenger brands are punk. That's the nature of them, and they define themselves as that. And when we approach Minor Figures, we consider ourselves more of an ensemble cast. We're going to play a groove. And if you like the groove, you can come along no matter who you are. It's a very inclusive business and approach to business.
The other thing I found really interesting that you said, and I really loved actually, was that you seem to embrace distractions. And I think a lot of listeners will find that quite a novel idea. What do you, again, mean by that? What does embracing those distractions feel like on a day-to-day basis?
Well, we weaved it into our business very early. So in terms of if you want to run a successful business, you must be hyper-efficient. There is no doubt about it. The most efficient wins. And then on the other side of that, you read all these books by all these great people, which of course I never read, but they say things like around innovation, and you know, they have all these buzzwords about creativity and innovation. And actually, that's not how you run a business in some ways. It's like they both are how you run a business, but how you marry them together is almost impossible. So it's never clear. Creativity and innovation tends to be a very windy, uncertain path. So as an example for the listeners, if you want to check out what we do, you know, one of the things about our business is we're made up by a ton of musicians. It's so great and so interesting. I think I'm probably the only non-musician in the business. And then you go into cafes and they're all manned by musicians. You know, they're not playing their gigs and they're working in coffee shops. And then when you're in a coffee shop, you listen to music all the time. So if listeners go to minorfigures.fm, we've actually built a community mixes across cafes all over the world. So that works two ways. If you're working in a cafe, say in London, then you can, you know, download all the cafe mixes from the West Coast of America or, you know, Japan. Or alternatively, if you're in a city and you want to get a coffee, maybe you want to know what music they listen to. If they're playing some heavy metal or maybe some hardcore techno or something, maybe that's your style. So maybe you can go there for a coffee. So it works as a sort of cafe finder, but also for cafes to use internally. So that's an example of what business would consider a distraction. We consider it an integral part of what we're doing as a community.
Given then that you are a coffee aficionado, do you have any tips for making the best kind of coffee at home?
The one thing that I've hesitated, but now I fully embraced in, is that much like baking, you can throw flour and eggs and water and not measure anything, and you can get bread, but it is a lot better if you begin to measure everything.
So for you, what is the perfect ratio of coffee to milk?
No, I think the standard is 60 grams to a liter. So any sort of variation on that, use that as your base to begin for a sort of filter or pour over.
Stu, thank you so much for your time on 929.
Thanks for having me.
What would you take away for the week ahead? Was it Stuart's love for embracing the community within his workforce or his perfect coffee to milk ratio? I personally like that he embraced the creativity and community around his workforce and how that extended to the brand more widely. A musician in London and a musician in the Middle East both share Minor Figures. And here's something else to help your week go that bit better. Fiverr are offering listeners to this podcast 20% off their next order. Just go to fiverr.com and use the discount code podcast22. Try it today and enjoy getting more stuff done. Thank you so much for listening. Please hit follow and I'll be back with you next Monday morning. Until then, have a great week.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.